you got yesterday? What was yesterday, yeah, man? Yeah, oh, about Alecha Mishnah. What to do about Alecha Mishnah? I don't know what the topic was. I haven't got my first paper here about Alecha Mishnah. What were we speaking about yesterday? We might say, should everyone have a bit of Alecha Mishnah?
Shouldn't talk.
Shouldn't talk. Oh, that's right. So the Shabbat was
giving out Alecha Mishnah. Giving out Chadar.
Yeah, how you give it out, right? So how you give it out. So why is this the Balabos, the best thing to do? I mean, not the best thing to do, you know what I'm saying? This way is a clear Kaalacha. The Balabos goes out, and everyone's being used with his Hamoitzi, and they're giving, using his Lecha Mishnah. In that case, there's no Shaila. What happens is you have to wait to eat your Lechem only after he's eaten. That was a Shaila. Machlokes the Ramos is you, the boss can give out first, though, before he eats. And the Taz and others said that really what he should do is he should be eating first, and then he gives out to
the whole Kazar?
No, just a Mashu. Comes up with the size now. Nice, he eats a Mashu, the Taz says, and then you give out to the rest of the Mishpacha. That was an interesting thing. Then we spoke about another interesting thing about those who made their own Hamachi Lechem Hamoetz. It's also a strong minute. There's many people who made their own Hamachi Lechem Hamoetz. That's a Chiddush, really, how it works. You don't have good Lechem Mishnah anymore. So we said that they answer, that they learn that the Rav Lechem Mishnah is, it has to start with me, it has to start off with someone making a Lechem Mishnah. Once someone starts off with that, even though you're making Hamachi afterwards, that's all right. That's
all right. Sorry? It's a little bit
schwer. It's also, yeah, that's a minute. Most of these things I've got been hogging, they come from your sages. And it's not, you know, not a new thing. Don't we end off last time? Very interesting thing is, I just wanted to go into this a little bit. Very interesting. I must say, I don't really understand it, but let me just get a short analogy over here. About the halacha, what Rav Dovid just said now, after you make hamoitzi, how much bread should you eat? This halacha actually is nageya for the whole time. It's only nageya to Shabbos. It's nageya to every time a person makes hamoitzi. How much bread should you eat straight away? Now we know every
time. On Friday, you have to have a kazayas.
Why?
Yeah, you have to make a bracha on Friday, whatever it is, you have to eat a kazayas.
Yeah, my friend, if you have a piece of cake, let's see, make a piece of cake. Have you ever heard of halacha that you have to have a kazayas or cake straight away?
No, not straight away.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. You have to have a kazayas. Yeah. Right, well, we want to make a bracha choy, you have to have a kazayas. But I'm talking about how much should the person eat straight away when he gets
before he gives out.
No, before you give out a choy, you have to remind
the head
to
brush.
To mash.
Kazayas, it's
a famous brush. That's the well known. Yeah. When do you eat this kazayas? Let's say you start at 6 o'clock, make it is at 6:05 you're washing to bed. You're washing
how long is it? It's a brush. 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yeah, but when do you have to have this kazayas? Okay, let's say your meal starts at 6:05 and you carry on until 9 o'clock. When do you have to have your kazayas for pus?
After that, that's the time.
I'm not sure what's going to be. So when do you have to have your kazayas for Achilles pus? Now, normally, you understand, as long as you have some time in a meal and you have your kazayas, that should be right. Oh, that's how lucky it is. Very interesting how lucky here. Lock in Kuf Samazayim, see Vov. Yochomiyad, you should eat straight away.
Shabbos, Friday night.
Says the Machaber here. Where is this
one here? You have to have to talk.
Yeah, it's interesting. Mechaber, Shabbos, he's talking about Shabbos. After a minute, he says you've got to give a prus to every person. So Ramon says kazayas, you should give everyone a kazayas to every person. So that's the Morgan Avraham here. The chayyim mashma, the chayyim lechel kazayas. Okay, that's one thing. Then he says the chayyim mashma, the chayyim who lechel kazayas. You eat kazayas straight away. But chayyim mashma, raise them atop my head. So the chayyim lechel. Okay, right. But let me see now again. Looks like the monk says the chachila wants to have a kazayas straight away.
Before you get everyone else?
No, that's not a shy. He's talking about stammers, right?
Get everyone else,
and then you have a kazayas straight away.
Before you talk.
It looks like that straight away, yeah, before talking.
But before you say this, you say you have a mashu, then you can start talking.
Yeah, because according to halacha, once you have a mashu of food, then there's no problem talking, yeah, but the wrong
if I talk, is it a contradiction to having a whole kazayas?
No, I'm just telling you, I've not come to that, man. It looks like it's talking about halacha. If you ask someone before he knows anything that we're going to have here, you ask him, how much bread do I have to have before I start speaking? It's like anything. If you have a mashu of food and you swallow it, we spoke about this, we should rule yesterday that you have to swallow the food ideally, you shouldn't just chew it. But once you have a mashu of food, you swallow it, there should be no problem in talking. as long as you're quite right, you have to have a kezayis somewhere in the meal. You have to have a kezayis of a pas. In fact, we should have a kebetza of a pas. If you wash with tzitzis dying, you have to have a kebetza. But as long as somewhere you have in the meal, because that's should be right. But Morgan Abram is mashing that straight away, you should have a kezayis. And he said, he finishes off over here. Mikol Mokum Lachachachilah is Loshan is, yes, the Hachim Lachachilah. Shad is why. It's very hard to understand why. So, Dogma Rov on a page says over here, Vada Abid Eichel Pocham Zayas, boy, Bruch Hamlet. That's obvious. You have to make Hamlet even less than Zayas. Who will be Shulchan Aruch? El Shem Da'at Alech El Yisrael, Eichel Brich Hamlet. He must say Hezbro over here. Why? If you want to make Brich Hamlet, and you want to put to all the foods that are coming, and it has to be a topple to the bread they're eating, says the Dogma Rov, it could maybe say, "Achal b'shas hamoyis yipochet b'kazayis." If you eat less than kazayis to start with, maybe the rest of the food can't get off. Where do you finish it? Actually, that would only apply in bread. Then, in bread, where there's a din that everything you eat in a meal becomes a topple to the food, and that's why you make hamoyis coming for everything. So it says the dog on the vava. That's why it's good to eat a kazayis straight away. Yeah. I'm not saying that it's a nice Indian, but one has to know. We think of kazayis the whole bulka. It's not. Kazayis is a very small piece, really. It's not very much. So it's already probably a half of a piece of bread is zicha kazayis. Even less than a half, a third is already a kazayis. It's not very much, but it looks like it's a toiv that a person should have already a kazayis straight away. Others explain, also very interesting, that if you don't have a kazayis straight away, let's say a person only has a little bit of bread. And he starts cruising with his friend, or in a table, he has to go outside the house with it. Once you go out of the house and you haven't had a kazayas or pas, then your pas, you can't make a bracha achrona, you've got a problem with bracha achrona, you lost your bracha achrona. Because you didn't have, in order to bind yourself to this place, you have to have a kazayas. So if you don't have that, you've got a problem. So some say that's why you should have a kazayas. Alright, so there's different opinions why you should have a kazayas. Okay, Suda Shabbos itself, let me discuss Suda Shabbos. So we know that it's so having three sudas on Shabbos. Some say it's a derais actually. It learned up from the posuk ichla yom. The posuk you should eat three ichla yom. You should eat on Shabbos. The Torah says three times yom. So we learn that from there. According to that's ridiculous actually. So three sudas on Shabbos. Whether it's derais or on to machlekes, that's one thing. Besides that. It's also, everyone's mechuyev in this mitzvah. There's no chit between men and women in this mitzvah. Like all the mitzvahs of the time, men and women are both chayev. If a person obviously can't eat the mitzvah or Shabbos, it's a ma'adik Shabbos, a person doesn't enjoy it. Or if a person's not feeling well on Friday night, for example, yeah? He can't eat on Friday night. Or he's not going to force himself to eat. Fuck it, he shouldn't do it. That's not a mitzvah of common Shabbos or eating Shabbos. In order to force oneself to eat, really a person is meant to enjoy it. So if he can't eat on Friday night, then he should leave it, and on Shabbos day, he should try and have three meals. It's also interesting halacha that. So a person couldn't have the three meals, or they couldn't have a meal on Friday night, he should try and mash them.
If it's a chayv,
you can't eat, you're right. But let's say Bosh Hashem feels better on Shabbos morning. He feels better, he feels much better. And now on Shabbos morning, he's ready to have three meals. So he can have three meals on Shabbos day. That's how he should do it. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is, there's one mitzvah to have on Friday night. This is a big shadow. When do you have to have your meal on Friday night? We spoke about this before. When is the mitzvah on Friday night to have the meal? Now, we are Makabah Shabbos now in the summer. People are Makabah Shabbos really. So you stay in Washington, call to eight, and you're Makabah Shabbos, done planning, and you come home 8:30, they say, call to eight. It's light outside, yeah? So it could be a person who could finish his meal long before night. Is that okay? What? When you make Shabbos, you do it. I must say, it's Shabbos Gomor. I must tell you, when someone's become a Shabbos, a toast of Shabbos, this is, yeah? It has shown me, does lavei with Adam, I don't even get skila in toast of Shabbos. Toast of Shabbos is Israel say. I'm not sure if a person gets skin in that time. I don't know. So that's an interesting thing, yeah. I don't know exactly if someone's going to come to Shabbos early, whether he gets it. The Maaseh says, it's Shabbos, we know it's Shabbos. So there's two places in the Mishnah Halacha over here. One is in Reish Samach Zayin, the Mechaba says over here, interesting, you're allowed to be Mechaba Shabbos or Plag HaMenta, says the Mechaba. The Lechol Miyad, you can eat straight away. He says the Mishnah Lechol Miyad. Since he was Makabah Shabbos, Nechshel k'shabbos inyan zeh. It's considered like Shabbos to yochel mekadish velechol miyad. But yochel nikmoy shlos when you finish a whole meal before night. You're allowed to finish the whole meal before night because you are mekabel Shabbos. It's Shabbos for you. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh chokin. Others disagree. But so even she is on limshach shudos al alayho. You should carry on your meal till the night time. Ve'yochel kezayis balayho. And eat one kezayis of pas at night. The Tavon, the Kimon, the Gimel Suri Shalfi, the Mab Kesev, the Chibu Hayoyim, the Apostle, eating in the daytime. So they learn that Yoyim means it has to be a proper Shabbos. And therefore, they are careful to eat at least a Kezayis of Pas when it's Nacht. You've got to be careful with this, yeah? Because I know someone who did this once, actually, he was Matmid, he finished his, it was in summer, he finished his meal at 10:30 at night with the Malibish father. And he decided to wait 10 to 11, 5 to 11, to finish, to eat a Kezayis of Pas. The next thing he knew was 3:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. He had fallen asleep and missed the whole show. Actually, everyone went to bed. Now he's got a big problem, actually, what to do. First of all, it's from 10:30 to 3:30, it's 5 hours. Okay. Can he bench? First of all, can he bench? So, and that is, the mice have stopped me carrying. When a person on a Friday night meal eats quite a lot normally. So normally, you're quite satiated for a while. And also, when you sleep, the process of digesting is slower. So, you have to know, it's a good shine. The mice have to be careful if you've got to stay out later. That's a good shot of sleeping. It's a good point, actually. But that's what we call it. An apostle can say that's only a proper sleep. A person lies down in bed with his dressed for bed, with his pajamas. They've got a whole lot of different swirls about what's called has set about by sleeping. I think if you fall asleep by your chair, we start to sleep regularly by a chair, but I say if you fall asleep by a chair, it's not called a regular sleep.
No, neither.
And according to many postures there, the mice, that's not called Hesedaz, but not actually. Yeah, it's true. Even though it's a long time, you'd have a long time like that, yeah? I mean, someone go to business a bit with me and the mushroom to speak, all different things. It's not called Hesedaz, it looks like. They say maybe sleeping is worse. I think they say sleeping is only a problem if it's a proper sleep, the mushroom. A person went to sleep in a way where he was, where it's a proper sleep meant to be. I'm saying it's a 5 hour sleep, you're saying, how about you get every night, huh? How about you get every night? Yeah, it's an interesting point, I don't know what to say. The mice, I think it's asking your proper sleep, actually. You have to lie down. I think all called orchards, you have to lie down. And according to many, it has to be with the pyjamas. It has to be not when you're sleeping, not if you fell asleep by mistake, that's not called a proper sleep.
So you fall asleep in an aeroplane, you have to do the negative, I think.
Sorry?
If you fall asleep in an aeroplane.
Yeah, absolutely. You can wash negative. There's nothing wrong with washing negative as you fall asleep with an aeroplane. I'm talking about a massive cup of Hesedaz to make a new broch. What
you
want? Yeah.
You have
to know.
You
wash negative as you go
back to sleep. No, of course you do. What do you mean? You've just woken up and go back to sleep again?
If you wake up at 3 in the morning, you have to wash negative as you go back to sleep.
That's interesting. How many people, a lot of people hold it for you? You intend to go back to sleep. You don't intend
daytime, to daytime. If it's you wake up daytime.
No, you wake up daytime, which is when is the next?
He's talking about his light outside.
Well, should wash negative as well.
Yes, it's in the middle of the night, and he intends to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Does he have to wash Negevaz? I'll tell you, a lot of people get disturbed once they get up to wash Negevaz, that's the end of their sleep.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Friday night. So Friday night, you can have your meal make out day before. I think someone else also says the same thing. From the race iron double, it was. He says also the same thing, you can have it also at night time. As soon as you come home, you're allowed to have your meal. I don't know where it is. I'm not sure. There's another lock. You might have it at night time. The problem you have to know is if you have it before night, then you have to be careful Christian sometimes. In the winter time, you have to be careful Christian. So you can have it right through the night. So I'm watching, for example, let's say the mum's case over here. Someone wasn't feeling well on Friday night. He couldn't make kiddush, he couldn't have the students pass. He wasn't up to it. At 3 o'clock in the morning, he wakes up. Oh, he feels Baruch Hashem, a different person. He's fine.
He's wide awake now.
He's wide awake, he's happy. He can go downstairs, he can make kiddush. I mean, it's not having a shachat, but it's still in the middle of the night, dark. He can have a Surah Shabbos. He makes kiddush, does everything like normal, and he has the whole Surah Shalom HaMelech. It's a Friday night, you're allowed to have your meal. As long as before half an hour, Baruch Hashem, have a meal, so you start that. You're allowed to have it till then, really, yeah? That is on Friday night. What about Shabbos Day? On Shabbos Day, on Shabbos Day, that's an interesting halacha. There's also when you're supposed to have it on Shabbos Day. So on Shabbos Day, ideally, one should have his meal before Chatzos.
Before
Chatzos. Why should you have it before Chatzos? Very good. Because the person shouldn't fast. Very good. The person shouldn't fast.
The
person shouldn't fast on Shabbos, and therefore after Chatzos, really not a shame time.
It's
Oh, well, what do you mean? If you're sorry, it's a long time.
I'm not talking about the north.
Yeah, I understand. So the advice of the apostle says, actually, that if a person had a drink before dying, for example, then it's not, that's not a problem, actually. Really, make up dinner, it's not a problem. And who I did, the person made kiddish. He came home from shul on Shabbos morning, he made kiddish, and he had also cake and wine, whatever it was, and now he wants to, what do you call it, he wants to wait for his meal, he wants to have it later. I said, I have to make up dinner, there's nothing wrong, he's allowed to do that, really. It seems that he's an Indian type of chassidus, but one's not mechoyev to have it. Yeah, it's not quite out there. The idea of so is, if you didn't, if you haven't drink something, there's no problem. Sunnah Shlishis is very interesting, actually. When is the Zman for Sunnah Shlishis? So, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch says the Sunnah Shlishis is very study Aleph's base. The Shulchan Aruch says. when you have a till. Zman Mishiyagia Zman Mincha. The time of Sunnah Shlishis is from the time of Mincha. The Hainu Shei Shol Semechta. 6.5 hours into the day. Half an hour after Chatzos. That is the earliest time, really, a person should be having Sunnah Shlishis. Now, it can happen sometimes, for example, that a person knows, let's say, he can't manage Sunnah Shlishis at that time. That's why I'm going to win. Yeah, Shabbos Shalom Pesach, you're right. Erev Pesach was falling on Shabbos, the Maaseh is there. Yeah, so what we do is, the Maaseh, the Shulchan Aruch is mashmal.
There's no Chiyuv Shalom Shlishis.
What?
There's no Chiyuv Shalom Shlishis.
Oh, so Pesach, there's no Chiyuv Shalom Shlishis. At all, because if before half an hour, because there's no chiyuv. There are some who show you which hold there is a chiyuv. So some people like, if they're not Arabic or Shabbos, some people like to accommodate that shit if they can. But strictly speaking, the Maaseh, according to Shulchan Aruch, Pashas, there's nothing before 6.5 hours into the day. How long has it gone for this chiyuv? That goes on right through the whole afternoon. So some people are up with before Shkia, some people are after Shkia. But the Maaseh, too close to Nach, one should be careful, because once one gets half an hour within Nach, then one's got a chiyuv habdolah.
He didn't start.
No, that's true, yeah, he's right. If you start beforehand, then you can carry on till Sunday morning if you want. But if you talk about someone's not had shalashulas yet, then the chayra, when he gets near to half an hour before Nacht or so, he's got a chiyuv. Christian, he's got a, he should start a meal before that time. Maybe you've got a shema and you have to know what to do. That's not so simple, right? So that's another interesting halacha. Okay, now what I want to know is, what do you have to eat at these meals? I was always running. Is there a chiyuv to have bosa or yayin in these meals?
It's all three meals.
What?
Which meal is all?
All three meals. You have to have bosa or yayin.
No. So she does have bosa or yayin.
Yeah. Well, where do they come from? What's that? Normally, we know bosa or yayin. What's it come from? Bosa or yayin? No, bosa or yayin is a mitzvah simcha. Is there a mitzvah simcha on Shabbos? That's fine. I've just heard someone speak about this last week in Kodesh. It's a very interesting thing, actually. But I thought the chayra, the ma'aseh, no chiyuv shulchan aruch pashtus. Doesn't say there's a mitzvah.
Yom
is a mitzvah simcha. What about Shabbos? Is there a mitzvah on Shabbos? Only a kobbut. So the ma'aseh, since I've heard the person say it's a drosha over yom simchaschem zu Shabbos. It's a drosha. The yom simchaschem is a tzifri. Over yom simchaschem zu Shabbos. So the ma'aseh, he said the ma'aseh, the mitzvah simcha. I didn't answer back to that. Today I was looking for a friend a lot. The mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. Where is it? There's an interesting thing about the mitzvah of simcha. He says that when we're on the Gemara dash, I haven't got time to show this now. We have to see this next time. I want the mitzvah of dash and the mitzvah of simcha. It's a simcha's ruchnis. It's not a simcha's gashmi. On Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to be not only the guf of simcha. So there's a special mitzvah having possibly yayin. On Shabbos, the Bible has a person to be on a simcha, but that chiyuv simcha is not the same, that's what we call it. Even though the Shulchan Aruch does say that, one should have possibly yayin on Shabbos. But that is as the chashivas of the meals. We have to see about this, Rabbi, sir. Should one have possibly yayin for all the meals on Shabbos? We'll have to see about this, Shabbos.